Today, we'd like to see the title of Fear Not, Peace Be to You, Be Strong, in Daniel chapter 10, verses 1 to 21. To the souls on the online read through podcast or YouTube channel on there, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1, verse 3, I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth. Nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. What does it mean? And explaining the fasting and praying in the scripture, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. What does it mean? And explain the physical and spiritual walls, and what can you learn from here? Question 3 in verse 19. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Daniel 606 up to 536 before Christ had been carried away as a captive to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar in 606 BC in Babylon's first captivity. Judah was completely conquered by Babylon in 586. There he served in the government for about 60 years during the reigns of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Babylon kings, Darius, Cyrus is a Persian king. Cyrus the first time allowed the Jews to return to Jerusalem in 536 before Christ. Then about 5,000 Jews were returned to Jerusalem by Zerubbabel, the governor, Joshua, the priest, in the light of Ezra, chapter 2. Then Daniel stayed by the side of Tigris River, not returning to Jerusalem, and wrote this final vision between the great spiritual battle between God's people and his enemies, such as the Prince of Persia and the Prince of Greece, in chapter 10, chapter 11, and the glorious return of the Son of God to establish the kingdom of God on earth, to chapter 12. So see the following reference to understand the background of this chapter. So right there, the pictured map there, right? So Daniel chapters in world history right there. So all, you know, big picture. So in the last time, we covered Daniel chapter 9 and 27, the great, you know, tribulation. You may read them. So text, first one. In 30 years of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. The message was true, but he appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had the understanding of the vision. Daniel lost the vision 536 before Christ is about the spiritual battle between God's people and those who are invading them. It covers the third year of Cyrus King Persia, 539 before Christ, and the appointed long time. See above the chart, beyond where we are today, up to the return of Jesus Christ in glory to establish God's kingdom on earth. God's message is always true. That is, the scripture is always true or not infallible in verse 31. 21, and Daniel understood the message from the vision. In those days, Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. The cause of his mourning was not expressed. But when Daniel wrote this chapter, it was like a little difficult conditions the Jews were experiencing when they first time returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple with Zerubbabel and Joshua, or most Jews had their own self-interest above the interest of God, such as to rebuild the temple. So, whatever the cause, Daniel was mourning for 3 full weeks or 21 days. Cross-reference right there. Then verse 3, question 1. I ate no pleasant food, no meat, wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Daniel's mourning led to fasting and prayer, neither food nor lotions for the 21 days. Fasting prayer is a way of prayers like a supplication or fervent prayer. Under special circumstances, sorrow, mourning, affliction, repentance, protection or dedication, the spirit nature leads our broken heartly prayer between into the fasting and prayer, or the prayer with fasting to humble ourselves. Sorrow, the bridegroom taken away in Luke chapter 5, 31. Affliction, they were sick in Psalm 35, 13. The devil cast away in Matthew 7, 18:21, repentance, turn to me with all your heart. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, protection, seek from him, turn right away for us. In Ezra chapter 8:21, or dedication, before Jesus' first dedicated ministry on the earth in Matthew 4:2, before Paul and Barnabas dedicated as missionaries in Acts chapter 13:2-3, Anna's dedicated prayer, waiting for Messiah in Luke 2:37. Fasting is only before God, not before people. Fasting itself is not always required in Matthew chapter 9:14, although prayer is always required in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. However, fasting naturally comes out of our broken hearted prayer as a way of a fervent prayer by the Holy Spirit. That's here cross-reference, the source there. Verse 4, now on 24th day of the first month, and I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris. On 21st day of the first month, the Jewish lunar calendar, around April, Daniel was by Tigris River, not in the city of Babylon. 5:6, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold upavas, the jewel. His waist was girded with gold of Rupaja, his body was like a bell, his face like appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like a burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. Daniel saw a certain man in linen with gold of Ufazia. His body was like a barrel, a kind of a jewel. His face like a lightning. His eyes like a fire. His arms and feet like a bronze in color. And the sound of his words like the multitude of voice. Verse 7, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. for the man who were with me and did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Daniel saw the vision, but the other men did not see it. People were afraid of it and hid themselves. Some viewed that the man of this vision was an appearance of Christ, called as Christophany, because this is similar to John the Apostle's vision about Jesus. Jesus himself said, "Before Abraham was I am." So Jesus was able to appear in the Old Testament. The appearance of Jesus in the Old Testament is called Christophany, while the appearance of God in the Old Testament is called Theophany. They also believe that Melchizedek was one of the manifestations of Jesus Christ. The others have the view that it was an angel because he required Michael's help in verse 13. In either, Daniel saw the battle between good and evil powers. I feel comfortable to the second view and also to Melchizedek as a Theophany rather than Christophany. So right here, cross-reference there. Proceed. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me for my vigor. Homelessness was turned to frailty or corruption in me, and I retained no strength. When we see the Lord, we see us as we are in the light of the Lord. We see the filth, the sin, or the corruption. So when you see the Lord or we experience the Lord, we debase ourselves. No person can be proud who has really seen the Lord. Throughout the Bible, wherever one really saw the Lord, it was a self-debasement or humble. When you see the Lord, it is a word to me, for I am a man of unclean, like Isaiah. And so the poverty of the spirit comes from seeing God. The poor person's spirit is blessed. Cross reference right there. Verse 9. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep slur on my face, with my face to the ground. When Daniel heard the sound of his words, on his face in a deep sleep, he fell down on the ground. Verse 10, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. The angel dispatched from God touched the trembling Daniel, giving the answer of his prayer to Daniel to understand the future. 11-12. And he said to me, O Daniel, men greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. The man greatly beloved was Daniel. The disciple whom Jesus loved in the Gospel of John was John. When you love the Lord mostly above any others, you are assured that the Lord loves you. So every Christian may be assured of that. The angel exalted Daniel, responding to his prayer. Verse 13, question 2. But the priest of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. We get an interesting insight into the unseen world, the world of spirit, that are opposed to each other. Spiritual warfare that goes on between the angels, spirit obedient to God, and the fallen angels under Satan. This is the conflict between good and evil powers. If Satan can draw you into physical conflict, stay out there, physical world, and stay back where you have the power in the spiritual world. There is the physical world and the spiritual world, which are very real, even if we can't see the spiritual world by physical eyes, like unseen heart or mind. Why is it that your loved one, either an unbeliever or a believer, has not opened his heart to Jesus Christ, the Savior, or to the whole counsel of God? Why is it that he is stubbornly resisting? This world has been possessed fraudulently by Satan, called as the ruler of this world, the prince of the world, or the god of this world. Although the Lord ultimately owns the world, and Satan has been defeated by the Lord through the Jesus' resurrection. The ruler of the darkness of this world has blinded your eyes that you cannot see the truth. But when you recognize the spiritual battle, not against the flesh and blood, resist Satan and rejoice because you steadfast in the faith. Jesus nailed any schemes of Satan or his devils to the cross and disarmed all principality and powers, triumphing over them. Here, the prince of the kingdom of Persia to conquer God's people, or the evil power, blocked the angel to deliver God's message to Daniel for 21 days until Michael's help. Verse 16, 17. And suddenly, one having the likeness of the sons of man touched my lips, then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, My Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, My Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me. Daniel had a poor heart in the spirit, no strength, no any breath. Some thought that one having the likeness of the sons of man may be another angel from the previous one. Verse 18, then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. Some thought the one having likeness of a man may be another angel from the previous ones. Verse 19, and he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Let me, my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. The peace comes from confidence that God is in control. The peace passes human understanding. The peace comes to those who live by faith or to the righteous people. Even in such a world of turmoil, peace be unto you. And the Lord said, Be strong, because the Lord strengthens him. Isaiah 41:10, so you may read that. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, so the Lord strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So that's why we can be strong. Verse 20, then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone through, indeed the prince of Greece will come. Both Persia and Greece were against God's people, being represented each prince or devil. But our Lord is in control of the past, present, and future. Verse 21, but I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against this except Michael, your prince. All events, including this event, Michael's matter, are recorded in the scripture, which is true. So we covered all three questions. You may continue to keep on praying for missionaries report there. Also, the calendar available, you know, the first come, first service as a Thanksgiving, the gift. So let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.